Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats have had all sorts of moving parts at wide receiver since Wes Welker came aboard in 2007. And this year in training camp, various receivers have missed time during camp. For Wes Welker, well, he's been a mainstay since 2007 and this year at camp, not missing any time. Slow and steady is the name of the game for Welker.
Oh, man, it's been a very competitive camp on both sides of the ball, and that's what we need. And that's how we get better is being competitive with each other and really going out there and battling with each other and trying to get better daily. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see on all fronts.
It's understood that Welker and the offense generally go as Tom Brady goes. That competitiveness that the wideout spoke of, it comes from the QB.
It's just bringing it every single day. And, you know, obviously he does a great job of doing that. And, you know, everybody needs to pick me up every once in a while. You know, he does a great job of trying to get guys going and make sure we're on the same page. But there's tons of things we can work at.
The training camp work is coming to a close pretty soon, but the season has just begun.
You know, there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, but right now we got a lot of work ahead of us. Made some strides, but there's still a lot we can do and a lot that we need to work at, and we're going to do that.
Well, there's an interesting question looming as it pertains to veterans like Welker. How much playing time will they get when the Pats have three preseason games in 10 days? We'll start to get our answers next week with games against Philadelphia and Tampa Bay. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.